Adrian Shanker is here to talk about his new book, Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about your new book.
Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health is a collection of essays by 26 queer activists from around the world who are telling our stories about the challenges we've experienced as queer people trying to access affirming health care. And this is actually the first book to present the narratives of LGBT people to tell our own stories about our healthcare experiences in a way that's intended to change our broken healthcare system and make it work for all of us.
How did you get involved?
I had my own negative experience going to a dermatologist, and from every step of the way, from the minute I walked into the clinic until the moment I left, I felt that the care that that clinic was providing wasn't care for LGBT people like me. And I started to hear similar stories from many of my friends and fellow activists. I decided that our stories needed to be told, our healthcare providers needed to hear them, and that putting a book together that told these stories in a way that would be listened to by healthcare professionals and fellow activists would be the best way to communicate our experiences.
What do you hope to accomplish with this book?
I think that for all activists, what we want is a change in the world. And for this book, Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health, we're trying to change the healthcare system. We're trying to make it more responsive to LGBT health needs. We're trying to make sure that LGBT people's stories, that are often unheard, are told and spoken loudly so that everyone, including our doctors, can hear them. And at the end of the day, what we really want is a healthcare system that responds to the needs of LGBT patients.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
In addition to this book, I also lead an LGBT community center, Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And I've chosen to do LGBT work in a part of the country with a little bit less LGBT infrastructure than some of our major cities. And in this book as well, I try to highlight stories from activists that are in rural communities or activists that are in states that have less LGBT support historically. I think that one thing that I really want to see with my work is that LGBT communities have vibrancy, have support, have health equity in every corner of the world, not only in the places with very large LGBT populations and significant amounts of LGBT community infrastructure.
You live in Pennsylvania. With the COVID-19 pandemic, how are you and our LGBTQ community dealing with social distancing and your stay-at-home orders in your state?
For LGBT people, you know, we know that this is not our first virus. And actually, LGBT people know something about how to survive a plague. And I think it's really important in this moment that LGBT people echo the messages, the public health messages, to keep our community safe. And in Pennsylvania, we're very lucky to have a trans woman as Secretary of Health, who is also an amazing leader and someone who demonstrates calm leadership every single day. Dr. Rachel is a hero to many LGBT people in Pennsylvania. So in Allentown at Bradbury Sullivan Center, we've even hired drag queens to echo her messages, and our own health programs team is echoing the messages of how to stay safe from this dangerous virus. In Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health, we talk a lot about activism during moments of time when LGBT people have been uniquely at risk, including the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And this moment, the COVID-19 pandemic, is another moment when LGBT people are uniquely at risk because of our high risk factors and unique vulnerabilities to this virus. So we're trying to do everything we can to make sure that LGBT people can stay safe from COVID-19.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially dealing with this pandemic?
Social isolation is actually one of the greatest health challenges facing the LGBT population for older adults and for youth. And during COVID-19, when we're living lives that are socially and physically distant from each other, it's more important than ever to stay connected virtually. In Allentown, at our community center, we're offering three virtual youth programs every day to provide opportunities for LGBT youth to connect. In Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health, we talk about the needs of LGBT youth to access information, sexual health information, or information about their bodies. There's a great chapter about binding for transmasculine youth. And in our virtual world right now, it's really important that we can provide information to keep people connected and also information to keep people healthy, sexual health information and other types of health information for LGBT youth, so that not only do they not feel alone, but that they also feel supported and embraced for who they are.
How can people get information about Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health?
Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health is available wherever books are sold. I always encourage people interested in buying a copy to support their local bookstores and see if they can get a copy from their local bookstore. Right now, that might be through their online website at that local bookstore. But it's available on every online retailer as well, from bookshop.org to Barnes & Noble and, of course, Amazon. And it's also available directly through the publisher at pmpress.org.
What other projects are you working on?
As an LGBT health activist, I work on these issues around LGBT health equity every single day. Right now, one of the most important projects is to help to keep LGBT people safe from this dangerous virus. But today and every day, I'm talking about our smoking disparities that shorten LGBT lives. I'm talking about access to data that can inform our work about LGBT health. I'm talking about making sure that we have a high quality of access to care in even our rural communities. And with Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health, this is a newly released book. So I'm trying to get the message out there, because the number one thing I want from this book is to improve the healthcare system so that LGBT people can achieve a high quality of care when they need it.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think that the question that I'm often surprised I don't get is what I wish I could say to my healthcare providers. And I would say to my healthcare providers that we want you to listen. We want you to hear us. We want you to hear us when we tell you who we are. And then we want you to spend some time on your own learning about LGBT people and LGBT health, so that you can teach us what we need to know to keep our bodies healthy. That's all that anyone wants when they go to the doctor, is to be treated with affirming care, but also with care that reflects their lives. And I think that's what any of us want from our healthcare professionals.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Grace Paley once said, "Let us go forth with fear and courage and rage to save the world." And in dark times like these, it's certainly scary, and all of us have some fear. But when we match fear with courage and rage, we can work to achieve results that keep our community safe and that also advance our community's health at the same time. LGBT people deserve health equity. This isn't something that we should fight for because it's a lofty goal. It's something we should fight for because it's a necessary goal. And the U.S. government actually defines equity as the attainment of the highest quality of health for all people. That should not be a dream that can't be realized. It's something that we should advocate for and work for every day. And Grace Paley's quote gives us the direction for how we fight for it. Fear, courage, and rage.